From America's frontier, Nebraska, it's the Outdoor Connection with Rick Windham on News Talk 1240 KODY.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. My guest this morning is Joe Scully. He is one of the chairman, creator, whatever we want to call it for Ducks Unlimited and the local chapter here. Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Ducks Unlimited probably is one of the longest running conservation. I think they're number two.
Yeah.
Delta Waterfowl, I think, has got you by a couple years, but Ducks Unlimited has been around literally forever and is one of those organizations that supports a quote I always use is, if you want to preserve a species, put a season on it.
Yeah.
Because sportsmen and hunters will foot the bill.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of great organizations throughout the country, and a lot of them, you know, right here in this area. Like, mm-hmm. I know the Turkey Banquet's tonight out
turkey
at the DMA.
Turkey Banquet's tonight, yeah.
I'll be at that one. Encourage anybody to go out to that. But yeah, you know, we've been doing the DU thing now. This is our third year, starting it back up. There was a chapter here before. Our annual banquet's coming up here March 13th. It's going to be out at the DNN Event Center. Doors are going to open at 5:30. You can get pre-sale tickets, so you don't have to wait in line at Wright Motors, of course. Noble Refrigeration, or down at Lynn's at River Valley Gun Gallery. We'll have two lines when you come up. You don't have to buy your tickets pre-sale, but you won't have to stand in line and wait.
Is there any price break between the pre-sale and the door ticket?
There isn't. We try to keep that, you know, as cheap as we possibly can. We've switched the meal up a little bit this year. We had been doing pulled pork. We're going to brisket. We will have, you know, the cod, the fish there for during Lent, obviously.
And how hard is it to do brisket of duck?
we don't do the brisket of the duck. We've talked about, you know, doing the waterfowl, and it's not for everybody, I guess, would be the best way to put it. But, you know, some cheesy potatoes, baked beans, we'll have dessert, the Longhorn will be there,
right.
You know, making drinks, cash, when that's I, cash bar. But.
When I was writing up the little bit of the promotional to put in one of my columns last week, and I was writing the menu, and I'm getting hungry.
Matt and Trish do a great job with that, and then, Wells Fargo, they bring over some gals, help serve it, so... It's just great, all the people in the community that have helped us out with this.
Let's get those particulars out of the way. You've mentioned the DNN Event Center.
Yep.
It's next Friday.
Yes, sir.
So tickets start at what?
So if you already have a Ducks Unlimited membership, or you just don't want the membership, so you just want the meal, it's only $10 to get
right.
it. I mean, you can't go many places in town and get a biscuit meal for $10. So we try to keep it cheap. You know, if you do want the membership, it's another $25. So it's $35 if you want mm-hmm. the membership. You know, if you're bringing spouse, or the spouse is bringing you, however you want to yeah. put it, they're just another $15. So, just another $10. So just another meal ticket. So it's $45. Then we do have the Green Wing option, which is
the
kids. Yep. The kids, and it's, you know, their $10 meal ticket. It's only another $5, and they get the Green Wing membership with
right.
that. And that Green Wing membership, everyone that signs up for it, whether they're pre-sale or the night of, will be put into the bucket, and one of them's going to win a lifetime hunt permit.
Which is huge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That lifetime permit is, within Nebraska, is one of the best things I think they ever did for keeping hunting alive, because that owner of that permit, it is lifetime. And even if they move away, they can come back and hunt under resident requirements.
Yeah, and it's convenient as heck.
Yeah.
I have every one you can get. So every year, all I ever have to get is just my federal duck stamp.
Mm-hmm.
And all my buddies are fumbling around making sure they have all their permits.
Yeah.
I know I got all mine.
I'm the same way. I've got my lifetime permits for hunting and fishing, and somebody will ask me, you know, what's it going to cost this year? And it's like, I don't know. I got to look it up.
I don't either. Yeah. No, and the Walmart DC out here was you know, nice enough to sponsor, underwrite those.
Very good. Very good. These banquets always have a lot of things beyond just the dinner and the obligatory auction that comes up.
Yeah.
They always have a lot of other things for people to do, games or whatever you want to call them. Tell us about some of that.
Yeah, so I mean, ours will have, you know, your auction, your live auction, your silent auction. We have a ladies' table, you know, and we have a great Yeti cooler set and a gun on that table. We have a stretch raffle. We have a kids' table, which is probably our biggest deal. We'll have three different guns and another lifetime permit on that. You know, we always make sure that every kid leaves at least with a bag and a duck call. And, you know, we kind of move around when we give them that duck call closer to the end.
Uh-huh.
But
you learn that over time.
Yeah. but then we have a general raffle. We have the great gun giveaway, which usually we do five times, which, you know, we usually give away five guns there.
Let's explain that to people. I mean, okay. that's like a wall of guns.
Yeah, he's Pat's got a big banner, and it has, gosh, I don't know,
about 20 different
guns, and we sell 50 tickets, so it's a 1 in 50 chance for $20, and then we draw, and whoever wins gets to pick any gun off that, and then we have it shipped, you know, right here to Lynn at River Valley
right.
Gun Gallery, and they can pick
he
it up.
He does the FFL work
yep,
for you.
Yep, and he's been great. You know, obviously we have... we're saying we'll give away, I think it's either 22 or 23 guns that night, depending on how many times we do that great gun giveaway at corporate table sponsorship.
Right.
And each one of those gets a gun, too,
right.
And we're at 10 tables right now.
A lot of paperwork.
Yeah,
that.
So he's looking at he gets a little grumbly the bigger this thing gets, but he does a great job. He does. He, you know, get down and see him if you guys have a gun need. But
do you have a list of some of the guns that will be available?
I know
everybody likes to hear that, and if I remember right, isn't like a 20 gauge Montefeltro your guys' gun of the year?
But that's actually the turkey banquet's gun
of
the year. The only reason I know that is because I won it at the Cozad one.
Okay,
our gun of the year is actually a Beretta A400,
yeah,
Extrema Plus, yeah, and it's really really nice. You know, you're looking at somewhere around $1,600-$1,700, depending on how you do it up.
I got
the
to
retail
lay
world.
My hands on that Beretta,
yeah.
The pistol, the 92. Nice, nice. And I love the grips, which has the DU symbol in it.
Yeah, that's the handgun of the year. You know, it's the 9mm Beretta. We'll actually have the Glock that we had last year, too, as an extra gun. And then the Weatherby 6.5 Creedmoor is the rifle of the year. So.
Oh, darn.
Yep.
I expect I'm going to have to come to the bank just to take a shot at that one.
Yeah, no, and I mean, we've had, like I said, you can see WB's Fun Center helped us out with one. Dr. Mosel over at Greater Nebraska Dermatology and Great Plains Foot and Ankle Specialists on here. So
very good.
A lot of great local businesses. But that's just a small part. You know, we've got a bunch of Henrys, Henry 22s for the kids' table.
Right.
We've got a little Beretta 380 for the ladies' table.
That's a nice pistol.
Yeah. Then we will do a couple of different card raffles. One of those card raffles will be for one of the big trigger grills from Mike's Motorcycles.
Yeah.
Another one will be 44 with the Ducks Unlimited engravings on it. I mean, it goes on and on. We've got three different hunts that we're going to have available. One over there by Arnold at Camp George.
Right.
The
Quail,
yeah. Yeah, and that's an awesome deal. You know, they are pen-raised birds, but they're you're talking, I think you get 7 pheasants and 5 quail.
Yep.
Or more, if there are more birds out in the field still.
Over the years, I've learned with people that had control shooting areas and pen-raised birds. And originally, I ran into this. It was Jay Novacek when he had his system over there. They had flight pens that were probably 20 foot tall.
Really?
And he said, that's how you get the birds to really fly. He says, if you have a flight pen that's 5 foot tall, he said, the birds learn never to go any higher than
that. Yeah, that makes sense.
And they work very well. And this group up at Arnold, they got a big flight pen set up.
Yep.
So it'll be a good hunt.
Yeah.
And then tell us about your other one.
We have the Dove, Argentina Dove Hunt again. It's for 4 people. That one's sponsored, you know, through Ducks Unlimited.
Right.
Last year, one of our committee members ended up buying it, and he's going this year on it. And so
nice.
He's pretty excited. But, you know, obviously, any of these over out of the country trips don't include your travel, so
right.
I mean,
you got to come up with that.
Yeah,
but
there is some added expense to
he needs to take about the same amount as his travel costs for Shell.
I've talked to one of the local doctors here, and he goes every year, and he's just like, it's incredible. I mean,
it's it's like a firefight, constant firefight.
Yeah. And then our third hunt is a South Africa safari hunt.
That would be cool.
Yeah, and I mean it's pretty moderate as far as price goes, you know, because again it doesn't include your travel, and it includes a voucher for $1,000 after you go to your fourth animal. So I mean you do have to do a little research on them so you know what you're getting into.
It's primarily Plains game that they're going, which is great.
Yep.
I think if I remember right, the picture I saw that you gave me, the guy had a kudu.
Yep.
And,
Man,
that's a massive head, set of antlers.
Yeah. I mean, there was Cape Buffalo on there, impalas. There was animals from 500 up to, I think, the Cape Buffalo was like 18,000.
Yeah.
So depends on how froggy you want to get on that.
That's my ultimate dream hunt, is head-to-head in the tall grass with a Cape Buffalo.
Yeah, yeah.
And a double rifle, man. That's just the epitome of the type. Dinner and stuff.
Probably around 400 to 450 is where we've kind of been at. You know, we've got a committee of, you know, depending on who's there that night, anywhere from 12 to 15 guys, you know, with what's going on with their schedule. And they've done an awesome job going out and getting stuff underwritten and getting items donated, you know, and then selling tickets. You know, like we talked about before, you can get them pre-sale to save you some time at the door. But
right.
If not, they're available at the door that night. Doors open at 5:30, and we're going to start dinner pretty sharp at 6:30.
Very good. We're going to take a commercial break here real quick, but when we get back, we'll discuss a couple other things and wrap it up for the day. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after these messages.
Folks, get this. You won't believe this, but it did happen. Fremont, California Police Department began a pilot program. They wanted to see how electric cars would work in their fleet. The only electric car that met their requirements was a Tesla. Well, last week, a cop driving the new Tesla, the environmentally friendly electric squad car, ran into a problem. There was a high-speed chase. The cop radioed dispatch to ask for backup because his electric car was running out of charge, running out of juice. His Tesla only had 6 miles of battery life left. He was afraid the car would run out of power any moment. A police spokesman later said the incident was a one-off. It would not change their opinion about using electric patrol cars. Besides, they said the car's not fully charged before it was taken out. It wasn't the car's fault, so no harm, no foul, even if there was no juice. Now, don't get me wrong. I've got nothing against Teslas. If you like them, have at it. If you incorrectly believe that you're going to save the planet driving one, have at it. If you think gasoline's old hat, go for it. But here's why. Fossil fuel going to be around for a very long time. It's cheap, efficient, reliable. You don't run out of it during a high-speed chase. And you know what? You can drive faster than the bad guy. There is no way this Tesla was going to keep up with the bad guy. The perp got away. The cops abandoned the chase. But we saved the planet! Yay!
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Here's your forecast on News Talk 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Sunny and mild for today. Highs will make it into the middle 60s. Wind southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight mostly clear. Lows falling to the 30s. Wind southeast 5 to 10. And then Saturday, lots more sunshine, mild again with highs topping out near 74. Weather is brought to you by North Platte Airport with daily jet service to Denver and beyond. Book at united.com.
Everybody, we're talking with Joe Scully this morning. We're talking about Ducks Unlimited. Banquet's coming up next Friday night, and we'll touch on that again before we leave the show. But a couple other things I wanted to talk with you about is some of the things that Ducks Unlimited does is tell us a little about some of the kids' things that happen.
Yeah, you know, obviously we do have a big kids' table and raffle at the banquet. Right. But upcoming here on the 5th of April, Sunday, we have our Kids' Day. It's going to be at the Maxwell Gun Club this year. Charlie and Aaron, you know, are helping us out with that. At the banquet, we'll have a sign-up sheet, and you don't have to sign up. But we're just kind of trying to get a head count. But
would I pass as a kid if I signed up?
I don't. You might until you get there. we're gonna pay for the first 40 kids to shoot that day. It's gonna go from 11 to 1. You know, we'll have lunch. We'll have like a little calling deal, a dog training deal.
Right.
You know,
is it a trap shoot primarily they're going to be doing?
Yes, okay. half the kids will do the trap shoot, half the kids will do the seminar part,
right.
And then we'll have lunch and we'll switch.
Very good.
So, but yeah, that's you know another thing that we're doing. Pretty excited about that. This will be our first year out there.
That is cool. And getting the kids into the shooting and. Most kids, when I've got them out on the range shooting like that, there's no stopping them after that. They're hooked. They want to do it more and get better at it. You guys also do some projects to help with ducks and wildlife and things like that. Tell us about some of that.
Yeah, we've been doing the Wood Duck Bucks project now for the third year. We'll be putting out our 50th box this year. It seems like we do more and more every year. You know, we use 10 of them the night of the banquet for our Gun of the Year giveaway. You buy those boxes and then get you a 1 in 10 chance at that Gun of the Year, Shotgun of the Year.
What's buying a box worth?
Yeah, you know, we put them several different places. We put one on the general raffle, so you could get one for as low as $5. When they get on the live auction, they go pretty high.
Yeah.
It's usually in that $350, $400 range. And then we do, you know, another 20 or so, I should say the Skills USA kids at the high school actually do them. We fund it, they build them, and then, you know, we
put our, win-win situation.
Yeah, we try to get a few more kids involved that way, Mr. Henny up there does a great job of helping us out. But we get those donated and ready to go, and then we give those away to people in the Lincoln County area that, you know, have places to put them up.
So very cool.
If you're listening out there and have somewhere you want to put a wood duck box up, give us a holler and we'll get you on that
and
list.
And wood duck is one of the prettiest ducks that we have here in North America.
Yeah, definitely.
The drakes are just gorgeous. I think the only other duck that may beat it is a harlequin.
Yeah, they're pretty too. As far as projects, the other one that we kind of picked up this year was the goose nesting project. If you go out and look at the sewer lagoons, you know, the North Platte water treatment plant, you'll see along the road there's some big blue nests about every couple hundred yards.
Right.
Trevor Seawald and the guys out there at the city really helped us out with that. You know, we used a bunch of old drums that they had, you know, obviously cleaned them out and all that good stuff. And then
makes a perfect, you know, repurposing item
there. Yeah, and TK's Welding helped us a bunch with the material on that. And we got 12 of those put out this year. So we're going to, you know,
perfect place for it because that's where a lot of the geese tend to go around here.
Yep,
a nice protected spot for them and they enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, again, without, you know, local sponsors, it'd be tough to do. Mead Lumber does a bunch on the wood duck boxes and TK's Welding helps us a bunch on both projects.
Very good. How did you get into DU?
I always just went to the banquets. You know, I'm from Lexington originally, so I'd go to that banquet and had just always kind of hunted. And I was actually starting to go to the DU banquet in Broken Bow again quite a bit with my brother-in-law. And it was, and, you know, I was like, I wonder why there's not one in North Platte.
Right.
You know, then come to find out there had been one for quite a while. Just a lot of the guys weren't doing it anymore.
I think a lot of organizations... they get started, they go great, and then over time, people kind of burn out on the people that are running it.
Right.
Because there's a lot of work.
Yeah, there is. There is, that's for sure.
I've been involved in some of them. There's a lot of work behind the scenes.
Yep.
And you just kind of get burned out on it, so you always need to get new people in, and that's where I think the old Duck Unlimited group kind of fell down, as they didn't get any new blood in it, and the guys ultimately burned out and just said, no, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Yeah, well, a lot of you know, and I know a lot of the guys that were involved in that, and they're great guys.
Yeah.
Just, you know, lot more commitments, and you know, like you said, maybe not a lot of that younger blood in it that they, you know, that didn't get involved. And
have you ever heard of what is known as Pareto's rule?
No.
80-20 rule. 80% of the work gets done by 20% of the people.
Oh, okay, that's, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, that's organizations like this, volunteer organizations especially, follow that. Almost somebody could do a PhD thesis on that,
yeah,
because it is so close, and it does work. But anyway, again, let's go through the particulars, the when, the where, and the how much.
Yep, March 13th, Friday the 13th, the DNN Event Center.
That's,
yeah.
That seems a little, yeah.
Yeah, for whatever that's worth. Yeah. The doors open at 5:30, dinner will start at 6:30. You know, tickets currently are available at Wright Motors, Noble Refrigeration, River Valley, or from any committee member. You don't have to buy them ahead of time, but it'll just save you some time. There'd be two lines. As far as prices, you know, if you don't need the membership, it's only $10.
Right.
If you want the membership, it's $35, and then the Green Wing membership's only $15, and that includes the $10 meal.
And I don't think we mentioned earlier when we talked about the Green Wing, that is a specific for the younger kids.
Yep.
But they get a special magazine that comes with that.
Yep. So that's, you know, there's the two different memberships. There's the quote unquote adult membership where you get the regular Ducks Unlimited magazine, and then you get, with the Green Wing, you get, you know, some stickers, and
right.
I think, yeah, I get the magazine. My kid does, I should say. I get, is it Puddler is the magazine or whatever? But it's kind of neat. He's always excited when that comes.
Don't try to hide it. You look through it too.
Well, of course I do. But
that's like one of the national organizations. They have a magazine for kid called Ranger Rick, and I'm always getting kidded about that one. So anyway, sounds like a great thing. And again, I want to, you know, emphasize this is a family event. There's fun for everything. And the DNN Event Center, my goodness, you know, when you're not actually doing something with the dinner and all like that, the kids got a great place to run.
If you're familiar with the DNN, we actually set up out on the basketball courts, so it leaves the little conference room open, and we will have a couple young ladies there that help, you know, so if kids do get a little restless, they can go in there. We have a kids' room for them to just go and play.
Just had a listener text in, and it said, we need some wood duck boxes on North Airport Road, Hall School Road, and Washboard Road. So there's your hint.
Yeah. Well, all we need is the landowner's permission. We'll gladly bring them out there. So
very good.
Yep.
So did you hear that, Bonnie? Okay. Anyway, that, like I said, I think it'll be a great show. And like I said, it generally is a well-received, well-attended event. DNN Event Center is a great place to do this. Anything else you got to add to it?
I mean, we could probably talk for hours if you wanted to, but I think we hit the bases.
We got about a minute and a half, whatever we want to fill in with. Like I said, I want to come out there and, like I said, looking through all the guns that you had, I don't have a Weatherby.
Yeah.
I need to get that.
The 6.5, yeah, and that's... I mean, if people were kind of wanting to look more at some of the stuff we have, we do have a Facebook page. It's North Platte Ducks Unlimited. Go and give that a like. You can see who's underwriting stuff, all of our great local businesses.
I love your catalog
with
Pentel over there.
Yeah.
The artwork and some of the stuff is always good. And I was glancing through there looking at some of the artwork that you have available.
Yeah, no, nice, and that's, there's, you know, there's the Federal Duck Stamps of the Year. We'll have a Terry Redland print. We have, I mean, the you know, print of the year, decoys of the year.
Decoys, man, are just, some of the guys that carve the decoys and stuff, you have to almost go up and touch them to make sure they're not a real feather.
Yeah, they're
just phenomenal.
Excellent. That ladies' table, you know, if you know, guys or gals, you're like, I don't know. That ladies' table's phenomenal. I think the Yeti cooler that we have this year is that turquoise blue, and then there's like four of the turquoise blue cups that go with it. Like I said, there'll be a 380 Beretta, you know, concealed carry pistol on that table too.
I'm glancing through here and looking at the knife. They've got a gorgeous Damascus knife in there, so. That's just, like I said, a little bit, as they say, just a little bit for everybody.
Yes, sir.
Something for everybody.
Yep.
How much stuff you got hanging around your house? I know what your office looks like.
Too much. So I'm homeless right now, so I don't have any of it hung up. We just sold our house, and our new house closes at the end of the month, so it's all in storage, but... But, yeah, there's, needless to say, moving, there will be a few prints on the general raffle that might have came from my house, per my wife.
Very good.
So.
Very good. Well, it's time to wrap this one up. Thank you for coming in, Joe.
Yeah,
we'll see you.
You
out at the banquet. And that's it for this week, folks. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.